Hello, football fans. This is the Transfer News Podcast, and I'm your host, Archer. Grab a cup of tea, sit back, and let's dive into the whirlwind world of the Premier League transfer market. We're here with the latest scoop, a bit of banter, and some surprising turns. Let's get started. Our first story today is about Manchester United. Their move for Bayern Munich striker Mathys Tel has collapsed, leaving Arsenal eagerly waiting in the wings. I mean, who doesn't love a bit of drama in the transfer window, right? On to Chelsea, where defender Axel Disasi is quite the hot commodity. Tottenham have agreed on a loan deal, but Axel apparently prefers Aston Villa. A bit of a plot twist, isn't it? Speaking of Chelsea, Ben Chilwell is all set for a medical at Crystal Palace, ahead of a potential loan move. Tis the season for left-backs, I presume. In more Chelsea news, they've got their eyes on Manchester United's young winger, Alejandro Garnacho. Could this be a late twist in the saga? Southampton fans, rejoice. The club has agreed on a fee with Royal Antwerp for young Nigerian forward Victor Udo, a promising addition to the Saints' forward line. Up north, Newcastle's Lloyd Kelly might be heading to Juventus with a permanent deal of £20 million lined up for summer. Always exciting to see English talent head to the world stage. Joao Felix appears set to leave Chelsea. Both AC Milan and Aston Villa are interested in the talented Portuguese forward. Seems like Villa's shopping spree isn't over just yet. Manchester United have entered the race for Ipswich's under-21 striker, Liam Delap, who's also on Tottenham's radar. It's a classic North versus South tug of war. Over at Ajax, England midfielder Jordan Henderson won't be packing his bags for Monaco anytime soon, as their move didn't go as planned. Brighton had an £8 million bid turned down for Sunderland's teenage winger Tommy Watson. It seems like the Seagulls might need to dig a little deeper. Everton is working their magic to sign Rennes' French left-back Adrian Truffert, one for the Toffee fans to keep an eye on. Crystal Palace boss Oliver Glasner is eager to sign AC Milan's centre-half Strahinja Pavlovic for a cool £25 million. Could be a solid addition to the Eagles' defence. Arsenal's Jorginho might be heading over to Brazilian club Flamengo in the summer, swapping the Premier League for the sunshine of Brazil. Sounds quite the change, doesn't it? We hear from Sky Sports that AC Milan is still in talks with Chelsea over Joao Felix. What a tangled web of negotiations. Spurs are contemplating a move for Lorient's teenage sensation, Eli Junior Kroupi, who is also being eyed by Chelsea and West Ham. Spurs fans, this one might keep you on edge. Brighton is also closing in on a deal for PAOK forward Stefanos Tsimas. A step from Nuremberg to the Premier League is no small leap. Tottenham's £70 million bid for Crystal Palace's Guehiti was rejected. It seems they will have to head back to the drawing board on that one. In a surprise move, Villa has signed Rashford. Yes, you heard that right. Marcus Rashford to Aston Villa. One to watch closely in the upcoming matches. From Sky Sports again, Wolves are close to sealing a deal for Munetzi, strengthening the squad with determined grit. That's Wolves for you. For all you fantasy football lovers out there, if you want to win your fantasy Premier League mini leagues, join Fantasy Football Hub today with 30% off using our link in the show notes. That's all from the Transfer News Podcast for today, folks. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe to us on all major platforms or visit our website transfernewspodcast.com to stay updated with the latest and greatest in transfer news. Until next time, this is Archer signing off with a smile. Cheers.